Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. And I'm so excited about the Pork Fest, I just made a mistake, and I spoke too early. Our listeners in New York, in listening to WNYY in Ithaca, just heard me talk over their liner that was running at the top of the hour. So apologies there to the program director. 800-259-9231 is the number here. You can take control of the airwaves. We'll still let you call in and talk about anything. That's always the format of the show, but our Porcupine Freedom Festival shows are a little bit different. For those of you just tuning in, perhaps in Charleston or in Ithaca, this is an unusual show for Free Talk Live. You're used to hearing us open up the phones every night, take calls about next to anything, and that is what we will certainly do here tonight. But we've also got interesting guests, people who, and this is normally not a guest-based show, it is a show that focuses on the people that want to call in and contribute. But when we're at the Porcupine Freedom Festival or the Liberty Forum, the two live events that we go and we perform our shows at every single year, we are just surrounded by some of the most interesting folks, and so we would be silly to exclude them from these conversations. And one of those people has actually made an international trip to come here. You've crossed the imaginary line in the sand, and you are now here in the political designation known as New Hampshire. Lancaster, to be specific, here at Rogers Campground, which is just a beautiful location. Stefan Molyneux from Freedomain Radio at freedomainradio.com. Welcome back on Free Talk Live.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here. And, if anybody's around, come down. We had a sunset tonight that was just staggering. Did you see the moon and the clouds and the mountains? It is absolutely beautiful up here. So
the sunrise is also beautiful. The vista is incredible here at Rogers Campground. But the people, as I've been saying all night, are the real reason to come here. And, Stefan, it's not your first time in New Hampshire. You came to the Liberty Forum to do, I believe, the closing speech. Was it last year?
Yeah, it was last March. I came down and had as spectacular a time there as I'm having here. So
it's a different feel, though, right? I mean, the Liberty Forum's in a hotel. You know, everybody's cooped up in the hotel. It's winter time, and here it's the middle of summer. The weather is just incredible. I mean, there's rain, but it's the summertime in New Hampshire. Things change. It's gone from sunny to rainy to sunny to cloudy.
It's gone from stodgy to hippie. I think that's what you're trying to say. And I think I would agree.
And it's a lot of fun, too. I mean, everybody's spread out. There's kind of cross-pollinating across campsites, meeting one another. And as I was saying earlier, old friends meeting new friends. And it's a huge family of people that really belong together.
Yeah.
So
you gave the opening speech just, an hour or two ago. And I thought it was phenomenal. And I guess I want you to do the impossible, which is to take your hour-long speech and condense it down into 10 minutes for my listeners.
All right, but I'm going to have to switch to Klingon to achieve that. A few of your listeners will go, all right, it's finally paying off all that study.
You mean literally a few.
A few, yeah. Okay, so this is the argument encapsulated very briefly. What's my time frame here?
We'll interrupt you.
All right, okay. So interrupt away, and if people want to call in, of course, and question it. So the argument is this, that if you're really comfortable with the use of violence, you call it by what it actually is. You say some guy runs at you with a chainsaw and you shoot him in the leg, you say, I shot him in the leg because it was self-defense, right? So when you're comfortable, you use the actual words. However, everything that the government does is shrouded in this fog of confusing euphemisms that people don't actually want to say what is really going on. And that indicates that people who aren't libertarians, people who've never even heard of this philosophy, they're not comfortable with what the government is doing. Because if they were comfortable with the government, with what the government was doing, they wouldn't use the word taxation. They'd say theft. Like if some guy steals your bike and then you have to go and steal it back, you say, well, I went and stole my bike back. I went and got my bike back. I went and took my bike back. You wouldn't say, I went and nationalized my bike and redistributed it to the more needy. You would just call it by what it is. You went and stole your bike back because you're comfortable with that use of force. So when you get that people use these euphemisms all the time, you really understand that they don't like what the government is doing, and that's why they have to invent all this.
Somewhere inside, somewhere deep inside.
Yeah, it's really deep. It's really deep.
So you're saying when people talk about Operation Iraqi Freedom, that in fact the United States government, military, and I think Canadian too, did not go over there and free the Iraqis? Is that what the claim is?
They can't call it by what it legally is, which is imperial invasion. Because that would actually be what it is. And they can't identify, even I think consciously, the real cause of war, which is not aggression against foreign nations. It is aggression against the taxpayers to pay for those foreign invasions, because without the aggression against the American taxpayer, the war would be impossible. So they're not even comfortable calling the Iraqi invasion by what it actually is, and they're not even comfortable talking about the theft and coercion against the American citizen. The primary war is against the American citizen, not the Iraqis. It's only secondarily against the Iraqis, because you couldn't have the war against the Iraqis without the war against the American citizens. And so people aren't comfortable. Once we understand that people aren't comfortable, that they live in a kind of horror of the society that they live in, which is why they have to use all these euphemisms, then you understand that you can't beat this game of coercion without, like, unless you redefine the language. Don't use the language that they use. So, for example, if you want to defend freedom, and someone comes up to you and says, you can defend freedom, but I have to ask you to refer to it as puppy strangling. You'd say, no. I'm going to say, yeah. Well, I'm in favor of constitutionally limited puppy strangling. I'm in favor of a Bill of Rights that protects puppy stranglers only when the majority agrees that it's okay. Right? The moment you accept the term puppy stranglers, you've lost the debate. And so the moment you're talking about something like Social Security, how could you be against Social Security? No child left behind. What, are you in favor of leaving children behind? That can't be right.
Patriot Act.
The Patriot Act. I'm against both patriotism and action. I mean, this is not right. So you have to stop using the language that is defined by the government to describe its own
actions. It's their words.
It's their words. You can't wrestle this gun away from the mugger and use it. It's their language defines it.
Well, somebody threw out we when you were asking the crowd tonight, throw out some of these euphemisms, and we is one of the shortest ones. I mean, the idea that that we are them, that, you know, no, I didn't vote for you. They keep telling me that, well, you voted for us. No, it wasn't me. Oh, well, you know, I'm your representative. No, you aren't. Well, we're your leaders. No, you're not, and I'm not you.
Until there's a checkbox on that ballot that says none of the above, it's all nonsense.
Yeah.
So you have to reject the language. When I talk about Social Security, people think, like if I say I'm against Social Security, they say, you want the old to die in the streets of hunger and cold, right? Because you're against help to the aged, as if that has anything to do with Social Security.
Yeah.
So you have to break it down from the language to what people are actually doing. So in Social Security, you're taking money from people at gunpoint, you're blowing it on whatever the government wants to spend money on that year, and then there's left a dusty old IOU in a safe somewhere that when the old people go to get it, there's nothing there. So they have to start stealing from the younger people then who are poorer than they ever were because of higher taxes, higher property costs, higher regulation costs, fewer job opportunities. So it's a Ponzi scheme is what it is. Now, if you're arguing against a Ponzi scheme, people will say, well, that makes sense. I may not agree, but they do understand that it makes sense. If you're arguing against Social Security and care for the aged, you can't. So you have to break it down from the language to what is actually happening, which is people pointing guns at other people, taking stuff from them, leaving crappy IOUs that amount to nothing, and then stealing from the next generation. Like, why do we call it the national debt? Why do we call it selling our children? Because it's tougher to defend selling your children.
Oh, they've already sold the children. We're selling the grandchildren.
Grandchildren.
I mean,
right.
Really? I mean, that's exactly what the government's doing at this point with its massive debts. And you know, my son's future has already been mortgaged. It's his kid at this point.
Right. So we have to stop using the language that the government is using. We have to start breaking it down to what the words actually represent. What is actually happening? Like No Child Left Behind, I won't argue in the language called No Child Left Behind, because it's not about leaving children behind. It's about not using violence to educate people. Because all you educate children when you use violence to educate them, all you educate them to understand and to believe is that violence works, except when you use it. So not only are we violent as a society, we're hypocritical, because we say, don't you steal from each other, you children, but the teacher's going to be paid by money that is stolen from a citizen. So it's worse than being violent. It's being violent and hypocritical, and I think kids pick up on that.
You know, just to go off on a slight tangent on education, have you met Brett from the School Sucks Project?
I've interviewed Brett from the School Sucks Project. I've pimped his
He's here. Have you,
We were just having a hito together.
Oh, excellent.
You would know it as a gyro.
So have you heard about what's been going on in Keene with the School Sucks?
No, I'd love to hear that.
So the school's out now at this point, but we've been going out in front of the middle school. Sam Dodson from ObscureTruth.com and myself and a few other activists in the area have been going out with School Sucks Project signage, as well as freekeen.com. It's standing out in front of the middle school and the high school when they get out. That way, literally hundreds of eyes are seeing, you know, schoolsucksproject.com. And, of course,
the word sucks, that's a naughty word. And so people are very, very upset. There have been newspaper articles written about this. All kinds of like controversy has bubbled up because we're threatening their words. We're threatening their status quo, and they're very upset about
you
it.
Know, when I was a student,
hold that thought. Yeah, hold that thought. More on the way here with Stefan Molyneux. This is Free Grabs His Head. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Freedom Festival here at Rogers Campground. in Lancaster, New Hampshire. It's an amazing chance to come up and be with some awesome people, people who are thinkers and doers and activists and folks that are getting out there, getting the liberty message out to as many people as possible and doing whatever it takes to advance freedom in our lifetime. But the most important factor is that they're concentrating. They're coming here to New Hampshire because, at least where I come from, it just seemed like liberty was going nowhere. Despite no matter how much effort I would put into it, no matter how much money I would put into it, I felt like nothing was happening. Now, maybe it was the case that I was changing hearts and minds and that down the line, Florida will be set free. But I certainly don't expect to see that anytime soon. And when I came across the idea of the Free State Project, it was like a no-brainer. I thought, wow, I've got to be together with more people who have the same level of dedication that that I do to this movement. And we're here tonight with many of those people. Hundreds of them are here at Rogers Campground for the Pork Fest. You can go, by the way, I don't think we've even plugged the website for Pork Fest tonight. Shame on me. Porkfest2010.com. That's pork with a C, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, 2010.com. More with Stefan Molyneux in a moment.
You can take your own case to court with jurisdictionary.com. It shows you how to fill out forms, get evidence, move the court, set hearings, do research, draft pleadings. It's all there, put together by a doctor of jurisprudence who wants to protect you from members of his profession in a manner that the average eighth grader can grasp in less than 24 hours. Go check it out at jurisdictionary.com. It's an exhaustive amount of information, but you can get the basics in about 20 hours of study.
All right,
jurisdictionary.com.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Perhaps you have a question for Stefan since he's on with us here. You're certainly welcome to bring that up. But you were recounting your speech, or recapping, shortening your speech from earlier tonight, the opening ceremonies. By the way, we've been here 24 hours now. Some people have been here since Sunday and Monday. This party has been going on, but you kicked it off officially. The official event has begun now with your opening speech, and you were talking about the euphemisms, these terms that the government people use and they teach us when we're in their indoctrination camps they teach us to use so we can be brought into their worldview, this mindset that coercion is acceptable. But you were saying that deep down inside, people realize there's something fundamentally wrong with what they believe, and so they use these words to sort of paper over what's actually going on. So do continue with your thoughts.
Yeah, thanks very much. You have to stop using the language of the state. The language, at least political language, is just another government program. It's inflicted on children, as we all know, through these government camps, and it is created by the government when naming its own legislation. Right? I mean, if we could call libertarianism fluffy bunnies and ponies, then who would be against it, right? Mm-hmm. If we could get that term generally accepted. But the government introducing these bills is always calling them by these words that nobody can really oppose, like aid to families with dependent children. Well, I don't want to help families. Well, of course, everybody wants to help families with dependent children, but that's not what the law is. The law is pointing a gun at someone, right? So when someone says Social Security, you have to say, well, what do you mean by Social Security, if you want to argue against it? Because if they mean help to the aged, then if you're arguing against it, you sound like kind of a jerk, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to help the aged. Of course we want to help the aged. So when somebody says Social Security is about helping the aged, you have to say no, because it's not. Social Security is a set of specific laws and regulations, which is in the initiation of force against people. It's not about helping the aged, because helping the aged can be done by any number of organizations, groups, individuals, or churches and charities and so on.
And every one of them is more efficient than what Social Security does.
Oh, yeah. I mean, let's not commit to that. I mean, good heavens. I mean, everybody says Social Security is so great. Well, it's great till the system runs out of money, right? What is it Margaret Thatcher said about socialism? The problem is you always end up running out of other people's money, right? Mm. So how are the old going to do when they've been taxed so they can't save, and then the government can't pay them because it runs out of money? That is not called helping the aged. They're saying that's helping the aged is like saying heroin helps a toothache. I guess briefly it does, but it's really not a good plan for the long run. So you have to stop using the language, and you have to stop using the concepts called niceness and charity and help and educating, public education. Who would be against educating people? Educating people mm-hmm. is what we're all about. But that's not what the legislation is. The legislation is initiating force against someone, and you have to drill down through the language, like BP in the Gulf, dare I say, to explode the oil wells of truth. But you have to get down in there. I'm going to revisit that metaphor for our Florida listeners. Let's go back to a dental analogy. You have to drill through the enamel of falsehood. No, so you have to drill through the language to get to the gun in the room, to get to who is pointing a gun at who, because that's what it always comes down to with the government. And if you can't get to there, because what we're arguing against is not help for the poor, education for the young, or aid for the sick. We're arguing against the initiation of force. And if you can't get through the language to get to the gun, nobody's going to have any sympathy for your viewpoint.
Yeah, they have to be shown the gun in the room.
Right, because the government has one trick, and that trick is to force people to do what they want. They can throw them in jail. If they don't want to go to jail, they can tase them, they can shoot them. You know, they can do a variety of different things that all include violence and forcing people to do what it is that they want.
And it becomes obvious to folks when a lot of people come on board with this movement when they actually do get shown the gun, right? When the government finally comes after them or their family member or a friend of theirs, and it's certainly something that's becoming more common. The war on drugs drags millions of people into, you know, jail cells around the world. And so there's always every year of your life, there's a greater and greater chance that some agent calling themselves, you know, part of the state will come and decide to send a threatening notice to you or put some metal bracelets on you. So that's one of those wake-up calls that all of a sudden just wipes it all away for some people, although there are others who then, you know, kind of tuck their tail between their legs and goes, I'm so sorry, Your Honor, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, you know, this is the do-gooders in society who are a bit of a plague and a pest and have been throughout history, the people who don't like drugs, right, and they think nobody should do them. Not like, I don't like drugs, so I don't do drugs, but nobody should do drugs. They want the government because they know how it would work in a free society. They'd go around and they say, I got this war on drugs. See, it's going to be really great. It's going to eliminate drugs from society. And people say, well, that's very interesting. How much does it cost? I don't know, $20 billion a year, right? And then they say, how many people want to sign up? And don't worry, if 20 people sign up, it'll only be $1 billion each for you every year, right? And, of course, they know they would get nowhere. If they can't force the funding of it, they would have to rely on reason, effectiveness, persuasion, advertising, whatever. And they know that they can't do it that way.
Well, the hallmark of a bad idea is that they're putting it through the government, right?
Right. So, I mean, to me, it's like if you're for the war on drugs, then you should. I'd love to do a referendum. This would be fun. It's never going to happen. You do a referendum, right? You say, are you for the war on drugs? People say yes. And everybody who says yes gets that proportion of the bill for the war on drugs at the end of the year. Surprise! You know, now you have to actually live your values, right?
Right.
So let's say half the U.S. population says it. That's, what, 150 million people or whatever? I can't do the math. Divide that into 20 billion, it's at least 10,000, 15,000 bucks a year, right? And then you do the referendum again the next year. And you say, okay, how many of you still want to drop 10 to 15 large to fight the war on drugs? Which, by the way, is not working. So 10 to 15 to throw people in jail and create a horrible underclass and invite organized crime in. And, of course, half would drop out. So next year,
half.
30,000.
You think those people were going to have paid
okay,
that $10,000?
Okay, so maybe 90%, right? So the last guy who's hanging on to the war on drugs is going to really get it in the shorts when that last bill comes in, you know?
He is one tenacious, mean dude, though.
I think he would find tolerance when that last bill came in. That's what I want. That's the only thing I would ever suggest a referendum is for. Are you for the Iraq War? Great. Here's your bill. If you're not for it, you're off scot-free.
Hey, Stefan Molyneux, thank you, as always, for coming on. In fact, you're going to be on again tomorrow night on Free Talk Live, I believe. You have a
groundbreaking
date scheduled. We're going to do a little experimental radio tomorrow night. The first hour of the show is at least at least the first hour is blocked off for you and Johnson to talk about
agnosticism
and atheism, and we might throw in a little bit more theological discussion in there as well. I know Dale is kind of itching to get his thoughts in, one of our regular co-hosts. So enjoy the rest of your night here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We've got more folks to bring in here, and of course, take your calls as well. 800-259-9231, live from Porkfest 2010. It's Free Talk Live.
If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. Plenty of time for your call. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. As we are live from the 2010 Porcupine Freedom Festival, happening in New Hampshire, Lancaster, Rogers Campground. It's a blast. We've only been here for 24 hours, and it has been a lot of fun so far. And the event has just now gotten started. People have been here all week long. People like to arrive early for Porkfest and kind of ease into the occasion, so to speak, because the partying just goes on. But it's not just parties. It's not just drinking and smoking. It's also socializing. It's family activities. It's hiking. It's gun shoots. I mean, there's so much going on here. In fact, let's do a quick recap of some of the things that, well, happened today that maybe you weren't able to make it out for this year, but perhaps you'll be able to experience it next year. Or maybe you're in the New England area or will be in the New England area this weekend. That would mean you have the chance to come up here and experience what's coming up. Earlier today, we had, there was the prison break. That was the biggest thing that I think went on today. The CD Evolution Fund, cdevolution.org, put together this interesting little event. It was actually Michelle Seven who we've had on this program. It was really the mastermind behind it, where some of the civilly disobedient folks here in New Hampshire, some of the activists, were brought into what we call the prison. And, of course, it was pretty plush, Mark. I mean, the prisoners had access to alcohol and cannabis.
The bars in their prison were little tiki lamps.
Yeah, yeah. So so they were well taken care of, but the idea was that it was a kind of a little bit of a competition to get them out, you know, to see if you could raise enough. Yeah, to post what was it, $500 each of bail to get these folks out of our little prison that we created for them. And people came out and they contributed, and we didn't know really what to expect. I mean, when I say we, Mark, you and I are on the board of directors of the CD Evolution Fund, cdevolution.org, and the rest of the board of directors didn't really know what to expect. But Brian Travis came in here a moment ago from cdevolution.org and told us that it was $1,100 that was raised here in what essentially was a three-hour period in the afternoon at Porkfest.
Resounding success.
And it's the first day of Porkfest. I mean, it's not even a full event yet. There are still people.
Thursday.
Yeah. We've still got Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to go here. Yes, and so 1-800-259-9231 is the number. We've got all kinds of interesting folks here showing up to talk to us, and there's one man in particular that that I wanted to make sure we got on here tonight who is, I think, a hero. And we've had heroes on a lot on this program, heroes of mine. Julian Heichlin is with us, and he is joining us here from... Where are you from, Julian? I'm not sure about that.
Recently from Boston, just this afternoon.
But is that where you were? Where's your home? Where do you live?
I live in New Jersey.
New Jersey, okay. But you kind of make the rounds, don't you?
I was at the Boston courthouse just a few hours ago.
Now, you are known, at least to our listeners, those who've been listening for a number of weeks, known as somebody who goes out there and puts his freedom on the line for others. And you're doing fully informed jury outreach because you believe it's important to explain to people what?
Well, the way it happened is that I've been arrested by the police several times, and I've sued them all. I now have three court cases. Two of which are in the Circuit Court of Appeals and one in the District Court. And I got the instructions that they gave the judge, and the District Court rules require the judge to instruct the jury that it must uphold the law as he gives it to them.
Julian, make sure you talk to the microphone.
And I knew that this was wrong, so I started passing out the FIJA literature. And this developed into many other things. We got arrested, Bile and I both got arrested. And then this became a First Amendment problem, and then I've been arrested. Nobody ever tells me that I have the right to stay silent. It's now become a Fifth Amendment thing, so that this thing is mushroomed into become a multifaceted project.
Well, there's a lot of tyranny out there, and the government likes to aggress against people, especially when you threaten their legitimacy.
Plus, they physically manhandle me.
Sure.
How old are you? I've just shown people... My chest, it's been photographed many times now. It's bloodied up.
Julian, how old are you, if I may ask?
I'm 78 years old.
78 years old. And you're very spry. You're out and about. You're putting your safety, your personal safety on the line. I mean, these are people who have no consequences for their actions. We've seen so many stories where they hurt people real bad.
Oh, yeah.
And nothing happens to them.
I'm one of them recently. I still have the scars. I mean, not the bruises.
It's incredible that you do this, and you, at this age, and I think that you've said before that you would like to see other people your age get out there and get active.
Well, I'd like to see everybody get out there
sure.
and get active, but everybody can't do the same thing. I'm in a very special position that most people aren't in. They can't destroy my future. I don't have one. I can't lose my job. I don't have one. They can't punish me really by putting me in prison because all they do is give me free room and board. They take care of my medical expenses. They give me all my pills. I get an hour of health club every day. And I got something I could never afford, which was around-the-clock police protection.
And you know,
wait a minute. My wife and children want to put me into an old home. And I say, that's ridiculous. It'll be very expensive.
Yeah.
Why not let the state pay the expenses?
And change society.
You can come and visit me once a week, just like at the old home. And not only that, I'll tell you, the people in prison are a lot more interesting than those in the old home.
I bet they are. Wow. I have to say, that is some of the most persuasive, there's some very persuasive points there, Julian. But so, why do you think more people in the older demographic don't get out there and really get active?
Most people, as they get older, they learn the rules of society and they become reasonable people.
See, so-called.
I never became a reasonable person. You know, there are two types of people in the world. There are reasonable people and unreasonable people. Reasonable people adjust their behavior to fit society. Unreasonable people want to adjust society to fit their behavior. Mm. I'm an unreasonable person.
And you are going around from federal courthouse to federal courthouse. At least it seems like in the northeastern area of the country.
All over. I've been in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, wow.
I did several courthouses in Pennsylvania. I've now been to about 15 or 16.
How long have you been doing
this? I travel
around
the country. I'll be going out west, too. I was supposed to be in Las Vegas 2 weeks ago, but unfortunately I was in prison instead.
How long has this been essentially what you do?
Oh, I've been doing this for 60 years.
So you've been doing fully informed jury outreach for 60 years?
But various forms of this.
Specifically going to courthouses and reaching out, doing fully informed.
Oh, that just started last fall. The specific thing, though, I've been a Fiji activist for a long time. When I lived in Pennsylvania, I was the Pennsylvania rep for Fiji.
When you started this last fall, the visiting of the federal courthouses and outreaching people with the Fiji message.
Yeah.
And by the way, our listeners can go to Fija.org to learn more, Fija.org, great website, lots of resources. You can go out and you can start doing things like Julian is doing, but please bring friends with you when you do these things. How many times have you been arrested in less than a year?
Oh, in less than a year?
Yeah, since you started. So I mean,
the Fija things, 10 times in New York, one in Springfield. I think 11 for just this activity. I have 27 or 28 arrests altogether. I'm beginning to lose track.
It's incredible. Our audience loves it.
But
Bile, by the way, is sitting quietly here holding a microphone. I mean, you've got a chance here. You know Julian very well. You've been there with him when he's been arrested.
He coordinates all my activities and gives out all the publicity. He's the man who took the pictures and got arrested for taking pictures of me.
I think blogofbile.com probably is the best place for our listeners to go to keep up to date with you, Julian.
That's
we do our best to recount what's happening on the air when we hear about it from Bile, but he's definitely helping out there. Bile, a question for Julian while you're here? Anything you want to have him relay?
No.
Okay,
he says things just better than
he's got it, man. I mean, it's incredibly motivating and inspiring. Are you guys inspired by Julian Heiklin? Or incredible.
I don't see how anyone couldn't be.
I'm going to use an old man's prerogative and give a little advice. Everybody can't do the same thing. People that have jobs and futures and whatnot can't do the things that I'm doing, but everybody can do something, and it's important to get in there and do whatever it is you can. And you're young and impatient, as I once was. But I found out the thing is determination, persistence, and patience.
I love it. Thank you, Julian.
Overnight.
There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the show that you can take control of when you dial in toll-free. Bring up absolutely anything. 800-259-9231 is the number here. Actually, I've got some people that have been waiting patiently, as we've been talking to all kinds of interesting folks here, Stefan Molyneux, Julian Heikland, just on this hour. If you missed it, well, later on tonight, once I can trudge through this horrible internet connection out in the middle of the woods that we're dealing with, we will put the archives online for you. So do be patient. We'll get that up. If you missed what we've been talking about, just go to freetalklive.com a little bit later.
And if you want to get some gold and silver, go to gold.freetalklive.com. We have all kinds of coins that I've picked out that I think are good choices for people who, you know, don't really know what gold and silver coins they should be getting. So these are sort of, I've tried to make it as easy as I possibly can. Go to gold.freetalklive.com before you buy gold or silver anyplace else. That way you can check our prices against theirs, and I think you'll find that on many of the coins there, they're the best price you're going to be able to find on the internet. Gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so I want to go to the phones here, and then we've got one final special guest to wrap things out here tonight. There's more to come, though, from Porkfest. We are going to be here both Friday and Saturday nights. So stick around, keep listening. More Free Talk Live from Porkfest on the way here. Let's go to your phone calls, though, and talk to First Ladies first. Christine in Colorado, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Thanks. I just wanted to let you guys know that this is a fantastic show. I was wondering what to expect tuning in from the live show. Your guests have been just absolutely great to hear, people that you've read of, that you've heard of. I was particularly impressed with even just the 10 or 15 minutes you spent with Stefan Molyneux, also the man from Operation Defuse earlier. These are fantastic guests you're getting at Free Talk, at the Pork Fest this year, and I'm really glad you're putting them on the air for the rest of us in the country to hear. I just wish Stefan's 1 or 2 hour talk was like available on the internet or something. It'd be great to hear him in person.
Well, I know there were about 200 people there. Curtis is in the back. He's one of the organizers of the event. Uh-huh. Curtis, did you notice anyone with a video camera recording Stefan Molyneux? We've got people
half a dozen of them.
There's a good chance there's at least three or four, if not more, cameras there. There's a real good chance. Curtis, do you think that might show up at like porkfest2010.com eventually? Possibly. We're getting an F yeah on that one. So, Christine, go bookmark Porkfest with a C, porkfest2010.com.
Oh, I was just there looking for it, so I'm really glad to hear that.
Well, it's not going
to
be up that quick. Look, you have to understand, we're in the middle of the woods, and it's a very beautiful place to be, but there's not really much in the way of internet connectivity out here, so uploading a video to YouTube would be an act of madness here at Rogers Campground. But... because I can tell you, I was going mad trying to just do the archives of the show last night. Anyway, it's Christine, why aren't you here? How come we're not interviewing you as our third guest?
Well, I'm going to keep that in mind for a future time, but I'm really in the middle of a big campaign right out here in Colorado. But, you know, I thought about it.
Great. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, just keep up the good work, and thanks for putting people on as they walk by and putting them on. I'm really happy I tuned in today.
Well, thank you, Christine. We're glad you're out there and glad you're enjoying the program. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Kyle in Pennsylvania. Kyle, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
I don't mean to be all doom and gloom, but I had a situation I called about an hour ago, and I'm totally a voluntarist. You know, force should not be initiated, but there's times when it's an impulse and it happens, and I want to know how you can deal with that. And make a person whole, if that's what you believe.
The question is, if force happens, how do you deal with that in a voluntary society?
Yeah, well, yeah, because I hit someone, and I want to make this person whole.
You hit them?
Struck them.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're asking how you can make them whole? Well, what do you think they would want in order to restitute?
I'm asking them, and they just, it's my significant other, and I know, and she's fine, everything is okay, but I'm not trying to make me the victim.
How about
anything,
some anger management classes?
Yeah.
Do you drink?
Yeah, but.
Were you drinking at the time?
No.
No, okay, so you're just naturally easily angered.
Yeah, it's a problem, but yeah, I just want to...
Maybe some counseling, perhaps, with the two of you. With that, Mark, what do you think?
It doesn't sound like a bad idea. I think it's... I want to hear more about what she said when you talked to her about what it is that she wanted.
She said she's tough, and, I mean, I was putting ice on her shoulder, and everything, and she just, I'm like, well, what can we do about this? I want to make it right, and she's just, you know, kind of wants to be left alone, but I feel like I'd be a cop-out if it was just, oh, we just sort of not talk about it, and just act like anything didn't happen, you know?
I think you're right about that, but if she wants to be left alone, that's what she wants, but you might want to think about other things that you can do without her, you know, assistance that you could do to show her that you're serious about changing your ways. Because it's one thing to say you're sorry, and it's another thing to not ever do it again.
Uh-huh.
So, like, that answers your question.
Not have her bring something up, like I should, like, take the initiative.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, I think, that's what I've got for you. Anything else, Mark, that you want to share?
Yeah, it sounds right to me. I think that, obviously you should show your contrition to her. I mean, in some way or another. I understand she probably, you know, wants to let bygones be bygones. And I think that needs to happen with couples. Obviously this needs to never occur again.
Right, and a gift isn't going to patch over it.
Nothing crappy, like tacky or anything like that.
Got it. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And 1-800-259-9231 is the number here in the remaining moments of this edition of the program, live from the 2010 Porcupine Freedom Festival. There's one man at the Pork Fest wearing a cape, and he is alternately known as Robin Hood of Keene, one of the Robin Hood's merry men, actually, of Keene. I don't know if you have a character name, Sean, but welcome on Free Talk Live. Sean is with us, Sean Murphy from Keene. Hello there.
Thank you, Ian. Glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you. What's the cape all about?
Well, I like capes. It also allows me to advertise the Free State Project.
You're wearing a Free State Project flag as a cape.
Yes, actually I am. It allows me to advertise the project as I'm walking about Keene and hopefully raise awareness. It can start interesting conversations with some of the locals.
Now, we're told all the time on the local newspaper forums that everybody, we don't want you in Keene is what they say. Go away, Free Staters. Go home. Is that the response you're getting on the streets?
Generally, no. Generally, people are very positive, and I've had a couple of negative comments, but most of them were in already aggressive situations. There was the incident you may have spoke of several months ago with Geno's during karaoke, and the school bus driver at the school outreach.
The school bus driver who told us that we were doing Satan's work, and we looked like Satan.
That is correct.
Right, even though she's the one getting money that was stolen from people in her paychecks.
Yeah.
So something you're doing that I think is pretty extraordinary is the Robin Hooding that is going on around downtown Keene. And this is something that theoretically can be done anywhere. Can you describe for our listeners what that is, what it is to Robin Hood?
Well, basically what Robin Hood does is we go around downtown Keene and look for expired parking meters. Any that we find, we put in some money to...
with cars sitting at them.
Yes, with cars sitting at them, obviously. It'd be kind of silly to fill the meters they're not using. But we put some money in the meter. We leave a nice note from Robin Hood, and we include an envelope for a pre-printed envelope for people to return donations if they so desire. We don't even request them in the envelope.
So the idea is that... that the parking tickets in Keene, now it's pretty cheap in Keene, is $5. And so most people are, oh, we'll just go and pay it. But the idea here is you prevent them from even getting that ticket in the first place, and so therefore you include the envelope and in the hopes that rather than sending the city the $5 for the ticket they would have gotten, they might send you a few bucks. And how's that worked out?
So far it's worked out pretty well. The operation as a whole is running at a very slight profit, and... we've actually received donations larger than the $5 that a parking ticket would be.
I think it's so great from so many aspects. Number one, you're building appreciation in the community by going out and rescuing people from aggression in the first place. Secondly, you're giving them an explanation for what's going on, because then there's a little note from Robin Hood and his merry men about what exactly is going on. But I didn't realize you didn't actually pitch for money in there. You just include the envelope and people naturally, they send it to you.
That's correct. There's no request for money whatsoever. One of the new things we are starting is Mark here had a post recently on the Free Keene blog about his efforts with a parking ticket, and we're going to be including a copy of that in the Robin Hood envelopes.
To encourage people to, if they get a ticket, because you can't be there all the time, to, if they get a ticket, actually challenge it. And we've discussed this in quite a bit of detail on Free Talk Live. So what I think is so great about this is it's been going on for about a year. Lauren Canario kind of kicked it off a long time ago, and you've really picked up the ball and run with it. It's running at a profit. I mean, it's a slight profit, but it's activism that's covering its costs and running at a profit and is incredibly popular with the people that it's targeting.
I've not received any negative feedback on it.
Sean, thanks for coming on the show and explaining that. People can go, by the way, to robinhood.freekeen.com to learn more about it. We're out of time tonight, but we'll be back here live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2010 tomorrow night.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.